Sustainable Development Goals and Pakistan. This insight explores Pakistan's implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, a global agenda adopted in 2015 to achieve sustainable development by 2030. Despite initial commitment, Pakistan's ranking has fluctuated, currently standing at 137th in 2024. The analysis highlights Pakistan's moderate improvements in some SDGs and challenges in others, attributing inconsistencies to political instability and economic constraints. Recommendations include enhancing political will, institutional frameworks, data collection, and international collaboration. Achieving the SDGs in Pakistan requires sustained efforts, effective governance, and a coordinated approach across various societal sectors. Written by Asim Shafiq, member states of the UN, in pursuit of collective sustainable development, agreed to adopt a set of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, in 2015. The destination was to protect the planet, end poverty, and ensure prosperity for all by 2030. These SDGs are determined by 17 goals, including 169 associated targets and 232 indicators pursued in synchronized international cooperation efforts and national frameworks. The government is independent in taking charge and creating national frameworks to accomplish SDGs, as they are not legally obligatory. Therefore, the interest of international organizations and the effectiveness with which national governments craft programs to reap the benefits of international support will determine the success of the SDGs. The accomplishment of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, serves as the foundation for the SDGs. Since January 1, 2016, the Pakistani government has been actively implementing the SDGs. A dedicated section within the Ministry of Planning, Development and Special Initiative is the national coordinating entity for this effort. The government has prioritized the 17 goals into three categories, demonstrating its commitment to achieving the SDGs. Priority 1. Zero hunger, 2 Sudanese pounds, good health and well-being, 3 Sudanese pounds, quality education, 4 Sudanese pounds, clean water and sanitation, 6 Sudanese pounds, affordable and clean energy, 7 Sudanese pounds, decent work and economic growth, 8 Sudanese pounds, and peace, justice, and strong institutions, 16 Sudanese pounds. Priority 2. No poverty, 1 Sudanese pound, gender equality, 5 Sudanese pounds, industry, innovation and infrastructure, 9 Sudanese pounds, reduce inequality, 10 Sudanese pounds, partnership for the goals, 17 Sudanese pounds, and sustainable cities and communities, 11 Sudanese pounds. Priority 3, responsible consumption and production, 12 Sudanese pounds, climate action, 13 Sudanese pounds, life below water, 14 Sudanese pounds, and life on land, 15 Sudanese pounds. Pakistan was among the first countries to adopt the 2030 SDGs agenda through a unanimous parliament resolution. Unfortunately, its ranking has fluctuated over the years, showing inconsistent implementation strategies. Initially, Pakistan stood at 122 and moved to 134 in 2020. Then came back to 128 in 2023 with an overall score of 58.97. and again moved to 137 recently in 2024. In comparison, we can see that even the smaller neighboring countries like Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh have a better ranking score than Pakistan, as shown in graph. In a recent Sustainable Development Report 2024, Pakistan's ranking declined to 137th from 128th in 2023, with an overall score of 57.02. The table below shows the detailed performance of Pakistan in 2024 and its comparison with its performance in 2017 and 2020 in achieving the SDGs. The Sustainable Development Report 2024 indicates that Pakistan has shown moderate improvement in SDGs 1, 7, 9, 14, and 17. This progress should instill a sense of hope and optimism in the audience. Similarly, Pakistan has stagnated performance in SDGs 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 12, and 15. Pakistan faces significant challenges in SDGs 4, 11, and 16. However, in 10 Sudanese pounds, the United Nations hasn't received any data from Pakistan. Pakistan needs political will, clear targets, elaborate timelines, budget allocations, robust regulatory framework, and legal support to ensure accountability to achieve the SDGs. Pakistan's SDGs ranking has fluctuated since 2015. This is because of inconsistent policies, unstable political situation, economic constraints, etc. Achieving the SDGs requires long-term commitment and cooperation from various segments of society. The financial, socio-political, and environmental aspects must converge harmoniously to achieve sustainable development. The following are recommended for Pakistan to achieve the SDGs. Pakistan needs political will, clear targets, elaborate timelines, budget allocations, robust regulatory framework, and legal support to ensure accountability to achieve the SDGs. Implementing the SDGs in Pakistan requires a robust institutional framework. This involves collaboration between federal and provincial bodies, government agencies, civil society, businesses, and academia. The complexity of this task underscores the need for a coordinated and comprehensive approach to achieving the SDGs. To ensure evidence-based decisions, the government must enhance its data collection, analysis, and reporting mechanisms. Campaigns to raise awareness about the SDGs should be launched nationwide. Similarly, SDGs content should be incorporated into educational curricula to foster a culture of sustainability. Pakistan must implement anti-poverty programs and promote inclusive economic growth to eradicate poverty. Collaboration with other nations, active participation in international forums, and partnerships to share SDG implementation knowledge, resources, and technology are crucial. In summary, Pakistan has made strides in several areas, but social inequality, economic limitations, and political instability prevent the SDGs from being fully achieved. Achieving sustainable development is contingent upon implementing efficient governance, sustained endeavors, and international collaboration. Disclaimer: the views expressed in this insight are of the authors alone and do not necessarily reflect the policy of NDU.